Bob Wills. I have worked on Bob, but I like to point out Johnny Lee. Everyone says, Kane's Ballroom, home of Bob Wills. I'm sorry, but the photos I have all say, Kane's Ballroom, home of Johnny Lee Wills. Bob's the legend because he had charisma. And Herman Arnspiger, his partner, told me this. Herman was Bob's first partner, and he lived here in Tulsa, died here in Tulsa. Bob brought him up, and I won't go into all of that, but I said, what was the difference between the two? He said, very simple. He couldn't play any instrument. He was a singer. Well, was Frank Sinatra ever a leader of a band? No, he was a singer. And add to it, Bob had charisma. He could walk into a room with 1,000 people and everyone would stop and look at him coming in. But he left in 1942 and he had forced Johnny Lee into having a band. And he made Johnny Lee take over the KVOO radio show every day at noon, plus Saturday and Thursday and Saturday night broadcast. And Kane's Ballroom, it was Johnny Lee Wills who kept Western swing alive. That's my opinion. I have other bigoted opinions, too.
I remember up in North Dakota at noon, the Sons of the Pioneers on. Did you listen or have any interest in them or the songs they sang?
Yeah, but we saw them more in the movies. I grew up going to the Saturday movies and the Sons of the Pioneers. Roy Rogers was originally in the Sons, and then they went to Lubbock, I think it was. I forget what all had happened. I booked them here. We had them out at the fairground in 1974. Lloyd Perriman was ahead of it at that time. I've got a photo of them down there. They all signed for me. This was the first Western Swing Festival held in the nation. I talked the fairgrounds into doing it. And we had the Sons. We had the River Road Boys out of Houston. We had Leon McAuliffe and Johnny Lee. They lost money, so it was never held here again. But I had the Sons of the Pioneers and Doug Green was writing as a freelance writer for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Music City News. And he was up here covering it. And he said, I never was a Roy fan, but Lloyd Perriman was my hero. I knew Doug from some previous folk music gatherings. And he said, would you introduce me? So I took him backstage, introduced him to Lloyd Perriman. And he was so excited that he went back to Nashville. And within a year, was organizing the group now known as Riders in the Sky. Hmm. He's Ranger Doug. So I can say I had a little bit of a hand in Riders being here. And Doug has written about it a time or two, meeting Lloyd here, and that I'd introduce them. I guess I was more interested in those who were soloist than in the group, because I was never in a group as such.
So then your favorite soloists?
Well, Gene is great. I do some of his songs.
Gene Autry?
Yeah, Gene Autry. It's hard to say because in college, I knew I wasn't a good singer, but I took voice lessons every year I was in college. And I listened to some opera singers. I listened to music of all kinds and appreciate many, many vocalists. I don't have full appreciation of what we call rap and hip-hop and some of this stuff. But favorite vocalist, it's just hard for me to say. Other than Cotton Thompson, Leon Huff with Johnny Lee. Leon was a great singer, better singer than Tommy Duncan. And I guess when it's all said and done, I like Woody Guthrie as a singer. This may sound strange, but when we came back from Arizona, and I enrolled at OU to get a degree in library science. That was the fall of 1963. I also said, I'm going to sing. I took voice lessons from one of the great voice teachers that OU ever had. At the end, when I was graduating, I was offered a scholarship to study opera. I couldn't afford it. But singing requires more than just noise. It requires a placement of tone and all. I also was singing with a man's, I wouldn't call it glee club or anything, a group of male students there at OU. We sang at one of the OU football games, halftime, and I did a solo of a cowboy song that was involved. I did the lead. So I can claim a lot of things. And actually, Phyllis and I were married. We had one daughter, Ada, wasn't a year old. And an agent from New York City came and said, I'll take you on as a customer or whatever, but you have to promise one thing. I said, what? You have to promise that you love being on the stage and singing more than you love your wife and your daughter. I said, I can't do that. I wasn't reared that way. So I turned it down. I don't know what would have happened. I had two opportunities and turned them both down. So there is laughter in life.
So if there was a song, a favorite one, we close out our session, you'd go into what song?
Well, I woke up this morning, looked out the door, could see my milk cow go, and I could tell by the way she lowed. If you see my milk cow, please drive her on home, 'cause I ain't had no milk or loving, ooh, since my cow's been gone. That's the first song I ever did publicly. That's a Johnny Lee Wills song. That's the one I did in Ada High School with the Diamond D Boys. And I hadn't been worth a damn since because I got applause. Once you give applause to a young person, well, you can pretty much kiss them goodbye.
Well, thank you, Guy, for this time
you,
here
John.
Today and what you've done. This is great. There's so many areas you're to be respected for what you've done and preserving history. We admire your work very
well,
much.
Thank you very much, and I admire your work as well.
Thank you.